Welcome. Another edition of Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. Yeah, this is not pre-taped, tape recorded, delayed. It is live right now. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to look at the future, what's happening in the next year, what's going to happen down the road. It's just part of retirement planning, really, and investments. You should always be looking at the future. Also, a great call we had on the Saturday show spurs some interesting questions on how does having a high income, especially past the age of 65, how does it affect your Social Security? How does it affect your Medicare? If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You can also reach out to us via the Gregory Ricks & Associates app and send us a text message. Just thumb it in. Or you can come over and say hi in Periscope. Hey, guys, how you doing? Pump hearts. And you can just converse with us back and forth like that. Plus, you get to see how incredibly handsome we are. One quick thing, though, I want to start with, just something that caught my eye, and I thought you'd love this. Steve Wozniak, name ring a bell? That's the other Steve that started Apple back in the day.
Yep.
And they went from being roommates and college dropout roommates, I should say, in the 70s to worth billions and billions now. And he was speaking at an event he started where they were focusing on the year 2075. And the influence of artificial intelligence was one of the topics. And what he specifically brought up was, okay, look, we know the Minority Report stuff's coming true where you're walking down the street and the billboard like associates whatever it's advertising to your needs. He's thinking of stuff beyond that with a lot like cars. You know how there's a sensor for everything and the car can tell you what's wrong with it before you can figure it out on your own? He predicts there's going to be implanted sensors in our body, so it'll basically call the doctor for us when we're having a heart attack, or it'll tell us we need insulin. It'll probably give us a push notice on our phone. Hey, your blood sugar is over 200, pal. Things like that. And so now we're going to have even better longevity. Now we're going to need even more money in retirement. Now we're going to be, you know, part man, part machine. And it's, I mean, it's not like Steve Austin, like we're going to have bionic eyes or anything, but longevity, just another. That makes sense to me. Doesn't it make sense? Another way we can live another 20 years and be more likely to run out of money? Is that what you think when you hear these?
It's going to put a strain on the back end. Everybody, you know, here's the ultimate thing you like to just, well, I would just want to draw the income off of assets and always keep the principal intact. This isn't the 70s. This is 2017, and yeah, we still have 10-year treasuries under 2.5%. It moves around. We were a few weeks ago, we're at 2.59. Friday, we were at 2.2. I'll let you in on where it's at the close of business today.
Well, let's just do the numbers then, because I was telling Angie right before the show, it was kind of a green day, and then we were like, oh, you mean like the band? Yeah. How have we never said that before? How have we not made that father pun? You know, the dad jokes where they're always really corny play on words? But it was a complete green day. What did the bonds look like?
They dropped a little bit today. The yield increased to 2.258. So just up 1/32nd. Well, 2/32nds was the price change on that. Let's see, the Dow up 0.90. We almost had a 1%er. And it closed at its highest point of the day. You know, what did it do on Friday? Was it
Thursday?
It closed at its lowest point of the trading day, which happens how many times a year?
On average, 7.
Yeah. So today it closed at its highest point of the day. That happens a good bit more. Final close was 20,636.92. The NASDAQ was up 0.89%, and the S&P up 0.86. Their closes, respectively, was 58,56.79, and the S&P 23,49.01. The Russell closed at 1361.8. It was up 1.18%.
You know, when you look at the charts, solid day. It opened up about 1/3 of a percent. climbed up, moved sideways for part of the day, but then finished strong in the last hour. There was no real sign of anything downward going. Just some little gyrations there. But
let's see what happened to oil and gold. Oh, there we go. A little more. There it is. 52.67. I think that's less than what it was on Friday. It's showing it was up 0.04, but this probably is aftermarket number anyhow. But $52.67.
We'll call it flat.
Yeah. Gold off $7.10. Closed at $1,284.80. Just over a 0.5% movement downward.
Still overall, gold's been doing pretty good this year.
Oh, yeah. It had a good run last week as well.
And it's actually it started its latest rally at the election, didn't it?
No,
I'm misremembering that. You gonna pull up a chart?
I will.
We will solve this. There's no need to wonder. It is 2017. I was just having the conversation. You remember when we were younger, being at a party or in the dorm room or somewhere with your friends and arguing over something benign, or and no one could figure out the answer to it. No, I thought Neil Diamond's from Ohio. I thought he's from Indiana. And if this was before Google, now we don't have to wonder. Are you going to plop it up on the big screen there?
No.
Okay, just tell me.
It's mid-December started the run, and now I'll pull it up. You can see there, mid-December started this run. And it had a big pullback mid-March, and then, of course, another run-up. And then last week was, yeah. So look at that.
Yeah, it actually did the opposite.
There's your buying window right there.
Yeah, on election day, it went down.
$1,139.
It was $1,139 when end of December, middle of December.
That low point right there. Yeah, $1,136 there. But yeah, the election was, it went on a dive after the election, and that's partly why I disagreed with you.
Well, it looks like you would have been right. Well, we're almost...
I was almost calling for a Malbec moment there.
Oh, I wouldn't have taken that. I wasn't that sure in my answer.
I was as I was adjusting, and I was thinking, man, I ought to ask for a Malbec right here. I think I'm good.
Well, we're
it
still
turned out it was. I wasn't 100% though.
We're still not up to the pre-election gold number though. It took a dive right after the election.
This is interesting when you kind of look at that last.
Tell them where you're looking. You're looking in September and October and August.
Yeah, kind of calling that peak right there, but it started back in August, but if we kind of go, we're going to have to remember this for the next election.
These peaks are around 13,
remember,
50, 13,
70. Remember, because the market kind of dictated that as well. The market was dropping for about 90 days, and we didn't correlate gold into it. We just, made the call that Trump was going to win based on the market.
I can't take credit. Okay. I wussed out.
Well, I did. And next time, I'm going to add gold into the correlation maybe, since we're looking at that. Made me think about that. Interesting.
Strong reaction for sure.
Yeah.
Now we're almost back up to making up that number.
But one thing about it is gold continued off. And, of course, we know what happened with the market. It... just started on its run, and gold was so unhappy about everything. It's gotten over it, though.
All right. Did you do your taxes yet?
I extended.
Amen. I'm a big fan of the extension. So income tax. Tomorrow is actually income tax day. Remember when we were talking about on the Saturday show, the weekly wrap?
Yeah.
The top marginal tax bracket when the income tax was passed in 1913, 7%. 7%. Today, it's at 39.6%. 7%. How nice would that be? That's what they wanted the rich to pay back in the day.
And they probably thought it was ridiculous.
They said, well, it's only going to affect the top 3% of income tax or income earners. And it did that first year, but... they soon expanded because World War One happened.
What were we talking about affecting the top 25%? There was something we brought up on Saturday's show, the weekly wrap.
Yeah.
About 25%. But I don't recall. We'll have to go back. Pull the tape. But we'll have to go back and check that out. But the point about the 25%, yeah, we're going to get the wealthy, the top 25%.
I know what it was now. The standard deduction in the first income tax year, if you translate it to today's dollars, would be $98,000.
Uh-huh.
So that's not – the top 25% is about $70,000. Right now, 66.
Well, if you were making $100,000, so if your first $100,000 wasn't taxed, mm-hmm. back then, geez, you were pulling in some bucks back in the day. You probably could afford a Duesenberg back then.
No, this
had they built them yet?
This is adjusted for inflation.
Okay, adjusted for inflation, but still, it's $100,000. I thought we were talking about $100,000 back then. I'm like, gosh.
No. We had to translate that.
Okay, well, top 25% of earners starts at about 77,000 and some change. So you're not really rich, are you?
No.
It looks like, you know, when you think about what everything costs and all, that's getting by money. So if we were to do that to the top 25%.
Too bad this tax reform isn't happening faster. I would really like to be able to report on right now. Your taxes are going down next year, but you just can't plan for it.
But if that's adjusted, $100,000 today's okay. You're doing good.
You're doing great. Look, we talk to the successful people. You forget. Next time you go to the DMV, remember, half the population looks like that. We don't mess with those people. People look like the bar scene from Star Wars. Remember, half of the country has nothing saved. Half of the people who do have something saved have less than 10 grand saved. They're not listening to talk radio. You know, they work the bare minimum they can. They're 40 hours a week. They go home with their 12-pack and, you know, yell at some sports program and just move on.
Oh, the guy that looked at my Camaro after it got messed up by that sledgehammer,
mm-hmm.
I spoke to him today. He said, yeah, I heard you talking about it on the show Saturday.
Oh, that's
he even
always
listens.
Cool. Always cool. All right, coming up next, how your high income will affect your Social Security and Medicare. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a meeting this week. We basically were showing her how to turn on income and be realistic about what the assets can generate. But one of the things I talked to her about to seriously consider when it's time to retire is do a reverse mortgage. She's not worried about leaving it to the kids. She doesn't want to borrow equity out of it. Simplify this. Do a reverse mortgage that makes that payment go away. So now that money that was in her budget now is excess money. Really means she could reduce the burden on the income she's taken from the assets or live life a little bit larger.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. Welcome back. Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. We do this every evening at 7. It is live financial talk radio. It means you can participate. A few ways to do it. Actually, we have a bunch of ways you can participate, but I'm going to shorten the list to a few. 504-260-0995. Yes, you can call in to the show. 504-260-0995. Ask a question. Could be about those mutual funds. Could be about those annuities. Could be about Social Security. We're going to play a caller that called in the other day, Saturday show, I believe it was, regarding Social Security. Could be about the lump sum pension. Could be about war bonds, since so Kim Sung-un says there's a nuclear war about to start.
I think his name's Samsung Kia.
I don't know what
it's the only Korean I know.
I think I got it right that time. I usually just make up something because I don't want to do him the service of it. But however, you can also email me, Gregory@GregoryRicks.com, and utilize the Gregory Ricks and Associates app by going to your app store, downloading it. It's the Winning at Life tab once you log in, which it also has a one-time login, and you should be logged in forever. Back to the war drums. Now, I was looking at a headline. Let's see if I still have that headline up. Where it is. North Korea. Yeah, North Korea will test missiles weekly, senior official tells the BBC. But there was something I had saw on Drudge Report. Let's see.
They're going to run out of missiles.
Yeah. Nuke war at any moment.
Oh, shut up.
Does he even have a nuke?
Probably
really?
Probably not.
But the guy is in some cocoon where he doesn't live in reality, because we're going to get in a nuke war and we're going to win it. Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, how do you think this ends for you?
One, I don't think he has a nuke he can launch, and we're not going to nuke him. But if he fired one off, that would be paved in some type of crust for 1,000 years over there.
Yeah, and all the radiation. I think that's how Godzilla started. Short version.
Well, we don't need monster Koreans then, do we?
No.
What? That'd be worse outcome.
Give the short version of the update. Steven's asking over here in Periscope, so how is the Camaro doing so far? Has it gone under the knife yet? Just a quick recap. Gregory was driving his Camaro on La Palco on the West Bank. Ran over, for some reason, an errant sledgehammer and tore up the underside of your car.
Yeah, and it's going to be looked at tomorrow morning. So we should know something tomorrow afternoon on what the surgery is going to look like for the ZL1.
All right.
It's a bummer, but the fellow I mentioned to you at the racetrack that had took the pictures and showed me, and I talked to him today, it's Jonathan at Gorilla Race Engineering, and he just mentioned that, you know, he took the pictures, looked at the car, and here's something he said, called one of his mechanics over, says, hey, look at this. And then he looked at me and said, when somebody says that, you know it's not good.
Right.
So, but he's a show listener as well.
Say Jonathan?
Yeah, Jonathan.
What's up, Jonathan?
He's the owner.
All right. Great call we've got from Robert and Ponchatoula on Saturday's show, which got us thinking. We're going to add to it here. But just to catch you up, this was from the Saturday version of Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. We do it every Saturday from 10 to 1.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
All right, let's go to the phones. Robert and Ponchatoula, you're next up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Robert?
Hey, guys. If I wait till I'm 66 to take my Social Security, am I going to be penalized for how much money I make?
If you wait till full retirement age to start Social Security, are you going to be penalized?
Yes, yeah, such as if I took it when I was, 62 or 63, I would be penalized.
Oh, yeah. If you're still working. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if you started it prior to full retirement age, yeah, there's kind of a clawback if you make too much.
What about 66?
There would not be any income limits.
Okay.
If you're at full retirement age and that's 62 and some change.
66 and change.
I'm sorry, 66 and some change. Okay, full retirement age.
All right. Now, what about in the Medicare area of that? Would I be penalized for anything there if I made so much money?
Yeah. There is a Medicare premium that's going to be income-based.
Does that check come all in one, Social Security and Medicare? I mean, is it deducted out of my Social Security?
It's deducted out of your Social Security if you're taking Social Security. If you're not, they're sending you a bill for it. And one of the things now, if the premium goes up, it's protected among those that are drawing Social Security, because if Social Security's increased 1% and let's say the Medicare premium goes up 2%, it can't go up more than what the increase was for those receiving Social Security benefits. But if you're not, you could bear the brunt of it, those that are not paying the premium. So that happened previous year, and there was they passed something to defer that increase, but it could happen.
Now, if I don't take it till I'm 70, what is the benefit of that, my Social Security?
You're increasing it by 8% each year you defer. It's a significant increase if you can afford to do that.
Yes. Now, 65 is when I have to go on Medicare?
Yeah, you have to contact Social Security and register for Part A.
And so am I going to automatically not be able to take private insurance and I'll just have to get subsidies?
No, if you're still working and have private insurance, you can continue with that, and Medicare would be a Part B.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I could make as much as I want after I'm 66 for Social Security, but somewhere in there I will be penalized on the Medicare end.
Could be. Just depends on how things play out, depending on how much money you're making. There's some situations where clients get a big hit. All of a sudden, they're paying several hundred a month for Medicare premium because of the income, settlement to leave the job. There's just different scenarios. Of course, another client, if he's just making huge money, yeah, he's paying a huge Medicare bill until he retires, and that's dialed back.
Okay, so
I don't know that it's a penalty, but you're paying a premium.
Right. I see what you mean. It's not really a penalty. It's just the cost of living.
Yes.
So that doesn't affect my Social Security check, though.
If you're if you're not drawing it, it doesn't. You're continuing to build a deferred payment.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the answer. Thank you very much.
How old are you now?
63.
All right. So 3 months before your 65th birthday, you can start that ball rolling. And you might want to, because if you delay, there's all other penalties that show up if you don't sign up for Medicaid or Medicare in time. And that's still those are still concerns even if you're still working.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
What I was referring to on there, just clarify a couple things. You've got to register, sign up for Part A. You can still carry your employer's plan or outside
coverage. It just basically Social Security would be your secondary coverage, which really means they're not picking up anything. And where the premium comes in is when you start Part B. If you're a higher income beneficiary, you'll pay a larger percentage of total cost of Part B based on the income you report to the IRS. You'll pay monthly Part B premiums equal to 35, 50, 65, or 80% of the total cost, depending on what income you report to the IRS. Sometimes there's where you transition in retirement, high income and income drops off a great deal. So you could pay a significant premium, hundreds of dollars a month. Sometimes it could be, say, buying you out of your job. They offer you $100,000 to leave, and we're paying that to you now in lump sum. No, can't you spread it out over 4 years? No. So that could affect your adjusted gross income. So you're going to have a ramp up in premium for that period. Now, you don't have to wait till the next tax year, but once you can prove to the IRS, you have documentation that you can prove to Social Security that your income has dropped, you can take that to them and they will make the adjustments. They're not going to figure it out on their own no matter what. You're going to need to take them the information to do so. It's not something they sit around waiting on Jonathan to come in and say, yeah, I'm only making $20,000 a year in retirement. I know. I made $200,000 last year, but they're going to wait for you to report that.
Yeah, and if you want to know where the caps are, $85,000 a year for a single person, so that's $170,000 for married couples. And the example they gave in one of the workups I saw is a couple, if you're over that $170,000 cap, you know, depending on the nuance of your plan, this couple pays $670 a month just for Medicare Part B premiums. Now, Corey's over here in Periscope. Sounds like she's about to retire in somewhere around 20 years, Gregory. She says, do you think this will all change in the next 20 years?
Premiums will be higher.
Yeah, so it will change. There you go. That's not the answer she was looking for, but yeah, it'll definitely change. But I think she's more asking, like, we're on the is this going to be on the test? Or if this is going to change in the next 20 years, I'll just wait to commit it to memory. I think that's what she's doing.
It's going to change. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about that income cap if you turn Social Security on early.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're not using the 401k, and if there is a match, that's like free money. You're doubling it. Each year you add money to that for that year's contributions. You should definitely go get the match. If it's 3 or 4%, put in that much. Now, let's say you're already doing that and you get a raise. You want to make that raise go further? Increase the 401k. And you don't have to do it by that percentage, but you're also doing it pre-tax, which means Uncle Sam's kicking in because he's not getting his tax on that. It's being deferred to later, so you can get more value out of that raise and still have some left to do something else.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Go save some money. How much do I save? As much as you possibly can. It's going to be horrible when the retirement button gets punched and that big income's given up. Best deal is to start saving early.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissamra. Legal twists and turns in Arkansas as the state prepares to execute 8 prisoners.
The Arkansas State Supreme Court stopped Monday's executions of 2 men over mental health concerns in their cases. The state attorney general is appealing that to the U.S. Supreme Court. But separately, a federal judge issued a ruling that stopped all 8 executions, which Death Penalty Information Center Director Robert Dunham said were being rushed before a key lethal injection drug expires at the end of April.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Governor Asa Hutchinson said he's hopeful the U.S. Supreme Court will allow the executions of 2 of the inmates to proceed.
We've searched every available location where he's either resided, where he's had family members, and they cooperated in those searches, and there have been items recovered.
Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams, as the manhunt continues for the suspect in the killing of an elderly man, the video of the murder posted on Facebook. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music, Jack Horn on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shorn up, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit, nothing but time tonight. Let's get to killing it, long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm...
Welcome back, Winning at Life, Daily Route, live financial talk radio. One of the phrases I like to use is get your financial fix today for a better tomorrow. I love those callers when they, you know, there's one we replay in some of the spots that promotes the show is, yeah, you saved me some money today. Love that feedback. So that's why you should call in, participate. 504-260-0995. The website's gregoryricks.com. There's a site chat there. They'll email the conversation or question over and utilize the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. So we get this often. How much money can I make before they start taking it back? Well, for 2017,
someone just walked in the show. Who is they? Take what?
Somebody drawing Social Security. I know. I just details.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is all built off a call. Robert and Ponchatoula called us on Saturday. If you want to see the call in its entirety, nice little camera shot of Gregory in the downtown studios there. Go to gregoryricks.com, and it's under the Winning at Life blog. Now, from there, we're talking about other ways of being a high-income earner past 65 can affect your Social Security and Medicare. Go.
You can turn on Social Security early. As early as age 62. So, for example, if your full retirement age is 66, there's going to be a cap on your income. Social Security benefits for the year 2017 based on your monthly benefits and estimated earnings. If your monthly Social Security benefit is $700 and you earn $16,920 or less, you'll receive that full benefit, which is $8,400 for the year. But let's say you earn $18,000 and you're drawing $700 in Social Security. Your benefit's going to be reduced to $7,860. Let's say it's $20,000 you're making. That benefit for the year is going to be reduced down to $6,860, and they don't know it in advance. They're paying you the money. They're just going to take it back from future payments. So there's a catch-up phase in that. Take the example, one let's bounce it up to $1,100. So if you're making $16,920 or less, you're picking up $13,200. If you're making $18,000, it's going to reduce it to $12,660. $20,000 reduces it to $11,660. So there's some payback. So, you know, one thing it doesn't make sense. Well, I'm keeping my job. I'm making $39,000 a year, but I want to turn on Social Security at age 62. Why? You're not keeping it all. Plus, you're getting taxed at 80% of inclusion on Social Security. It just doesn't make sense to start it early.
And the reduced check is the reduced check for life. Not the clawback part, but the cut you take on your premium.
Yeah, you're taking a 29.5% cut. Then you're giving them back money for earning too much, and you're being taxed on it. It's a lot of reasons. Do not start it early unless you absolutely have to, and you think, oh, I'm going to get $1,100 a month. No, you're not. And you could get a bunch more if you wait. So there you go.
So I'm going to try and wait till 70. What's the landscape look like in that middle ground between full retirement age, which for me will be 67, and 70? Does that mean I lose a year? You know how like you get 8% each year you delay? Well, since the age is going back a whole year, do I lose one of those 8% gain years?
Not really. They're forcing you to take one of those years because you can't turn it on to 67 and some change. So they force you to take. You're not losing it. It's just because you just can't turn it on at 66. So they force you to take one, and then you've got three optional.
Oh, okay.
So how do you like that?
Well, I was going to take it anyway. So.
All right. Oh, you're thinking, well, why don't you add me one onto the back end, the 71? Give me another year of 8% since I had to wait.
Yes.
I don't disagree with you, but the whole point is you're likely to turn it on earlier because most Joes and Lisas do. They turn it on early. Making them wait 67 means likelihood they're going to take it earlier and take less.
Who's Lisa?
It's just
It's
an avatar.
I thought we were going to stick with Jane because, you know, there's John Doe and Jane Doe.
Oh.
Let's do that so I don't get confused in the future.
Okay, we'll need to work out and be clear on our avatars.
All right. If you want to call in, 504-260-0995. Now, Medicaid seems to have more effects by you making a lot of money there. And that, I'm sorry, Medicare. Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know why you keep doing that. You're stuck on Medicaid because of the single-payer system that you so adore.
Oh, I love it. Love communism. It's great. It works. Everywhere it's tried.
What'd Margaret say? Until you run out of everybody else's money.
All right.
Yeah, the premium starts at individuals with a modified adjusted gross income of $85,000 or less. The standard premium is $134. Married, yeah. Then it just starts going up after that as income goes up. So it's plus and plus and plus. Jeez-em. You're at like $450 a monthly premium per person if you're above $428,000.
Man. I mean, you've got the money to spend on it, but that's because what's the lowest premium in the lowest $40 a month? And that the lowest you can get through with Medicare?
The standard premium is $134 for Part B monthly premium.
So I'm looking at surcharges then.
Yeah, it's plus because of your income. It's the standard premium is $134. So you're on page 5.
Okay.
So each time you look at the income bracket, that's a plus.
Got it. All right.
Standard premium plus $294.60.
Hey, less than I'm paying now.
That's for a individual modified adjusted gross income of $214,000 or more, or a couple of $428,000 or more.
It's almost not worth working this hard and getting rich, is it? All right, to the phones we go. We got some calls stacking up over here. Let's start with, this is Tim and Vashery. You're going to be first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Tim?
It's Tim, and I've called before, but the other day when I went to call y'all, I didn't have the number, so shame on me. But anyway, I was listening to the y'all radio show, and I heard y'all talking about Tesla. It was probably about 4 days ago. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah, yeah. We talk about it often.
Yeah, so
that overpriced stock.
Yeah, I know. And so I started doing some research, and because I was listening to y'all show, but they into way more than cars. So, and I'm thinking it's the same company, but maybe you can steer me the right way or not. But I saw where they're into solar panels, and
they bought a solar company last year.
Yeah, and they're getting ready to put on the market a solar roof that replaces your shingles. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, we've talked about this on previous shows. It looks like the real technological footprint that Tesla's going to have for future generations isn't necessarily the electric car as much as the battery technology that
you
they've mastered.
Here, and this just occurred to me.
It's Tim.
Tim has called in and brought this up because we've talked about this often where we picture this company looking quite different 10 years from now, that they're probably not involved in cars at all, kind of like where Apple is a phone company. You could really argue for that. But they have all these technologies, and this is going on industry-wide. They have enormous competition regarding cars, but if they could be the Qualcomm of automobiles and other solar technologies, then, yeah, the company will be worth ridiculous amount of money, but maybe it's stylish. It's in for it to be connected to cars, gets them all the money they need to do this research. You know, if they were just talking about, well, we're putting panels on your roof and it's going to be great technology, Lori, everybody does that and it doesn't work worth a darn and nobody's interested in it. But the car, wow, I want one of those cars. I want that stock, too. Oh, it don't matter that it doesn't make money. See, I think it's just kind of like the end thing to help them to raise money. That's kind of my new thought on it.
Okay. So, but I didn't see it was solar panels that you mount on your roof. It was actually
I was just being generic there.
Okay,
but,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just, because I kind of think that might be the future if you got to replace your roof. You know, you replace your roof with a solar roof, and that's so. What their website says, 30-year warranty on the roof, and all of this. You put the wall packs and all of this, and you can power your house.
Yep,
you've got to have storage. Has to be a key to this technology as well for it to go somewhere.
All right, we're going to stick with the phones when we get back in 3 minutes. Lou, Jack, Alex, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm James Parker. You're listening to iHeartRadio.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How does divorce affect your Social Security payments?
It's a traditional IRA. My mother died, and she named my brother and I as beneficiaries.
Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA now that I'm retired?
I was just wondering if we should pay our mortgage off.
And I really enjoy y'all's program. It's very informative.
You made some money for me today.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5, WRN. No.
National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Yeah, you want to reduce your tax bill? Contribute more to the 401k. Few businesses that we're working with. One of them is an attorney where they've been doing SEP contributions, but this year we're setting up a solo 401k so they can shift even more money that's pre-tax to it. And there's another business that's having big changes, and we're helping them set up a solo 401k, just husband and wife type businesses, whether it's the legal firm or this farming firm. And it just all of a sudden starts shifting liabilities. So when they're in a 30, 40, 43% tax bracket, that makes a big difference on your AGI.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. If you have a financial situation, I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. You can call us at 504-260-0995.
Yeah, I got a couple calls from across the lake here. Lou, you're going to be next. We're starting with Alex and Hammond. Hey, Alex, how can we help you, sir?
Yes. I was listening to you earlier, but I just turned it on. I won't be able to fully retire, which I'm not going to want to receive Social Security at 66. Now, I heard something about through an agent that at the latter part of this year, I need to apply for Part A. That's free, but you don't have to take Part B. And my question is that listening to you speak to some of the call. I have a bad cold, so it's a struggle for me. Speaking to some of the callers, what would happen, say, if, all right, I take Part A, I reach 66, but I don't take Part B, but, you know, not take Social Security, you know, to maybe a few years later, or do I have to take Part A and Part B to keep it from going up?
You do not have to take Part B until you lose your primary coverage. You're going to want to take Part B because you're going to want health care in the stage of your life where you're more likely to incur medical care. So you'll want Part B.
All right. Now, if with my job, I can continue to carry that health insurance.
Correct.
And I don't have to take Part B. And then when I finally do decide to take Part B, say it's 4 years later, that won't go up in cost because I didn't take it.
Well, there can be let's just call it the cost of living increase. They do adjust the premiums a little bit over time, but you're not being penalized or anything on the Part B for not turning it on. But I would bet it costs more.
Now, it costs
more today than 5 years ago.
All right, this is what I'm kind of confused about. If I were to take it Part A and B, would that cost increase had gone up the same as not taking it 4 years later.
Yes.
Okay, so this cold has on. I can't think clearly. I had another question. It was with the Social Security. So as long as I don't take the Part B and not receive Social Security and just take Part A, everything more or less stays the same until I decide to take it.
Correct.
Okay. You have to excuse right now. I have a cold that's about to kill me.
Okay. Well, get well and call us again. Thanks for listening.
Glad we could help you out. Alex, let's do Lou on the North Shore. You're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Lou?
Yes, I was calling about the Medicare conversation you were having. And one of the things that happened to me that maybe I was steered wrong or maybe I understood it wrong. When I turned 65, I turned on Medicare. However, I was still working full-time and had hospitalization insurance and medical insurance through my employer. So I assumed, and that's probably where I got in trouble, that the Medicare that Medicare would become the secondary, and I think I heard you say that. So I turned in medical information on the first month and then the second month and then the third month as I got medical bills. And they didn't pay anything first, second, or third month. And by the fourth month, I called them. I said, what gives? You haven't been paying me anything. And they explained to me that as long as I have a primary insurance other than Medicare, that it covers everything. What it covers is what it covers, and Medicare covers nothing. Period.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about. Yeah, don't assume that it jumps in front. You know, and that's, look, people get confused. This on disability. They're like, oh, I've got disability with several companies. You better read those contracts because everybody's not going to pay. And Social Security plays into it, that it may affect your disability payment, that if you get on Social Security disability, it could affect. So they all don't want to double up and pay or pay twice. So that's where somebody's going to take the back seat.
Yeah, they didn't even pay the difference. That's what I was looking for, because I took A and B when I turned 65 and assumed the B would cover the difference. So, you know, after 3 months of no payment and them explaining what they did to me, I dropped B right away. And
of course, yeah, like a hot potato.
Yeah, I didn't get a refund for the first 3 months. And your statement again about the if you make too much money, your premium goes up. Mine went up dramatically all last year and the year before. But it was very easy to get them to change that once I could show evidence that I was no longer working. It was a very simple thing. I went to Social Security, gave me a form, and they said, just fill this out, include a letter from your employer showing you're not working anymore, and they'll reverse it. And they did within a month and a half.
Yeah, that's a story we've been hearing. Thanks for adding that comment to that so everybody feels a little bit better for making too much income.
Now, usually they go by your tax returns. If you don't go fill out that form, will they naturally dock it back down if your income drops and they notice it, or do you have to tell them, hey, man, you need to...
Well, look, it could, but once the tax returns hit the system and all and cycles through, I don't want to wait for that. If the income has changed and justified to reduce the premium, go fill out that form.
Yeah, because there is a delay. Because your premium for 2018 is going to be determined by the taxes you file this year, which is for 2016. So, yeah, there's a bit of a lag on that one. Richard in Belle Chasse, we're going to go to the other side of the river for this one. You're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you?
Hey, buddy. I heard y'all talking about the reverse mortgage, I'm like 58 years old. My house has been paid for about 10 years, so I have no mortgage on the house. I was just curious: do they base the price of the house on the market value, or when I initially purchased the house? Is that what they base the amount they give you each month? Another question is: do I have to live in it to receive it? And then another question is, can I rent it?
Okay, let's start with a first. You need to be 62 years old to get a reverse mortgage. It's going to get a current market appraisal, and it also, there's a formula to figure out how much money is available from an equity standpoint inside that appraisal value of how much you can use, and it's going to depend on your age as well. if you're married, both of you need to be over age 62 to do a reverse mortgage. I would not approve it outside of that. And both of you have to be on the mortgage. Let's see. What was question number two?
Do I have to live in it?
Yes, you have to live in it, and you cannot use it as a rental property. It's a primary residence. So it needs to be your retirement home. You don't want to vacate it.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
I help you out?
Okay. Yeah, a lot. Okay. Well, can't do it.
So, hey, when did you hear us talking about this? Was this on Saturday's show?
No, a little while ago. I had y'all on, and I heard him say something about the reverse mortgage. And so I said, well, let me ask a few questions, find out if I could do it or not. So I can't do it, anyway, because it'd be another 7 years before she's 62. So.
Yep. Got to wait for her. And you want to know the reason? Because if you just do it on yourself and she isn't on the mortgage, and both of you have to be 62 and both should be on the mortgage, but they could foreclose on the reverse mortgage
when you
and
die,
she would be out of the home. We want to make sure she has the home too, and that's why we want both of you to wait till you're 62 and both be on the reverse mortgage.
See, I just like that. He heard something a while back and he had a question about reverse mortgage and he remembered us and called the show.
Love that.
Yeah. Well, look, sometimes it's a problem. Notice how we hadn't mentioned this week's live event. It's because we're a little booked up. We got a waiting list.
A little overbooked.
Got a waiting list going for our next event in June that's wide open. So that's your next chance to come see us June 1st. Guys and girls are invited to that one. RSVP on the Gregory Ricks & Associates app or go to gregoryricks.com. We got like 30 seconds here. You got any more genius you want to spill out there?
Just, I think we need to talk about Social Security a little bit more. You know, whenever we bring it up, it's boom, the phones light up and all. And, somebody's turning 65 every day. A bunch of people are having to do the Part A. And then, of course, 62 and beyond, they're wanting to know, when do I turn this on? We'll help you out. Give us a call.
Yeah, some typical responses over here on Scope. Corey says, yeah, I'm not counting on Social Security. Poppy says, there will be Social Security. We just won't receive the full amount.
Time will tell.
Hard to argue with that. All right, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks & Associates app.